actually we've been inquiring from the finance department in parliament. They were telling us that there's no money. But what surprises us is that the judiciary and the executive, because there are three arms of the state, there is the legislature, judiciary, executive. The other two arms of the state, they've been actually buying new cars, Prados, what, the latest. And we are being actually forced to attend parliament because there is a whipping system in parliament where every member of parliament is supposed to attend.
Can you give us a breakdown of how you use these allowances to assist you in carrying out your duties as an MP?
Right. If I travel to Harare, I get that, we get the assistance. I'll just put fuel, then visit my constituency. And sometimes there are functions in my constituency are supposed to attend, but if there are no allowances, it will be difficult for any member of parliament to go around his constituency, to service his own constituency. And they are now raising that the MPs, they are missing persons, what. Yet the executive, now they are taking the advantage. Some of them, they are members of parliament. That's where the difference is. Before, there was a Zimbabwe, could actually go to Bulawayo. Then from there, I fly to Harare, then back. And I ought to use my money covering that 1,400 kilometers every week.
This lack of allowances, how does it affect your work as an MP?
Some of our fellow members, we are not financially sound. They end up sometimes coming once a month in parliament. And sometimes there will be a lack of quorum.